One single-celled oceanic organism could provide big answers to questions about climate change. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more about these organisms in the Pacific Ocean.
These weird, tiny amoebas are called foraminifera, or forams for short. And they're everywhere, in freshwater, on the seafloor, and all throughout the ocean's upper waters.
Wow, there's another super weird, funky foram.
Oregon State University professor Jennifer Fehrenbacher and postdoctoral researcher Brittany Hupp are collecting planktic foram samples using special nets on the Bellum Shimada, a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, research vessel. Their research is part of a larger survey of the Northern California current ecosystem, where scientists hope to learn more about ocean conditions and how those conditions affect sea life, including these tiny single-celled organisms. Fehrenbacher says the information from foram samples could hold the keys to unlocking some of the past and present effects of climate change on the ocean.
They do a good job of recording their environment.
Fehrenbacher says forams look a little like popcorn, with round chambers connected to one another. By measuring the composition of a foram shell, scientists can better understand the temperature and pH of the ocean at the time the forams grew. From that information, scientists can extrapolate how much carbon dioxide was in the atmosphere. Foram fossil records from up to 90 million years ago have contributed to climate change models all around the world, including reports from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
It's a really good analog time period for modern climate change.
However, Hupp says the rate of greenhouse gases currently pumping into the atmosphere is happening about 10 times faster than the natural greenhouse gas emissions that caused the era of millions of years ago. Hupp says learning more about what happened to the forams in the ocean during that time period can help scientists better predict climate change effects now.
If we perturb the global carbon cycle in this way, what's the consequences in terms of atmospheric chemistry change, ocean chemistry change? How does that affect the critters that were living at that time?
In a lab on the Shimada, Hupp searches for dead or dying forams, which he can compare to fossil records. To catch these tiny organisms, the crew dips a foram net into the water. Then, ever so slowly, they pull the net back on deck. At different depths of water, they collect separate samples to learn more about where forams live in the water column. Fehrenbacher says sometimes they find thousands of forams, sometimes they find barely any.
We're going to keep everything out of these toes and then bring them back to the lab. After we fix them, we'll put them in formalin and pick everything.
To pick the forams out of the water samples they've collected, Fehrenbacher and Hupp place petri dishes under a microscope. Then they very carefully pick each foram out of the sample by edging the single-celled critter onto a tiny paintbrush. Occasionally, for harder-to-scoop samples, they use a paintbrush that's been plucked to only a few bristles.
It's like exponentially easier to pick them when you're not on a moving boat.
When the planktic forams are alive, they're beautiful creatures. Moreover, Hupp says, forams are very strange, very hungry eaters. The single-celled forams eat multi-celled creatures such as copepods, which also get eaten by juvenile salmon and other fish.
It's 1940s blob horror movie vibe, right?
It's almost gruesome. They almost pop.
Dead foram shells are so numerous on the seafloor, they make up the entirety of some deep-sea sediments, which are partly why scientists have documented their fossil records so thoroughly. Forams contain so much historical information that it's almost a roadmap to answer questions about climate change today.
I really do feel like we're just scratching the surface of different ways in which we can use this really extensive fossil record of forams to learn all kinds of things about past climate and ocean conditions.
Hupp says these tiny forams could hold even more answers to questions about climate and the ocean. I'm Courtney Flatt on the Pacific Ocean.